We love stories of magical discoveries: Newton's apple, Archimedes' bathtub, Einstein's thought experiments. These tales satisfy our craving for creativity to be both mechanical and magical. But they're largely fiction. The truth about innovation is far less cinematic. When Tim Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web, journalists desperately sought his Eureka moment, but he consistently explained there wasn't one. Similarly, eBay's founders fabricated a romantic origin story about Pez dispensers because their actual vision, creating an efficient market, wasn't media-friendly. Innovation isn't about singular breakthroughs, but rather the accumulation of many smaller insights. Every invention combines pre-existing ideas in novel ways. That magic moment feeling comes from the reward of many hours of investment finally coming together unexpectedly, like reaching a mountain summit through fog. As laser inventor Gordon Gould noted, his flash of insight required 20 years of physics knowledge to recognize. The creative process follows a pattern: immersion, incubation, and insight. Richard Feynman found inspiration by observing spinning cafeteria plates, connecting them to quantum physics problems. Most critically, epiphany is merely the beginning. Every breakthrough requires substantial work to become useful. As creativity researcher Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi notes, elaboration takes up the most time and involves the hardest work. Want better ideas? Don't wait for lightning to strike. Immerse yourself in problems that matter to you. We view innovation through history's lens, which often creates a misleading picture of inevitability. The Rosetta Stone was originally a routine announcement, while Gutenberg simply sought to make a living. Neither intended their revolutionary impact. History shows us survivors, not failures. We see standing Roman structures, but forget countless collapsed ones. We impose neat categories like Stone Age on what was daily chaos, forgetting that people didn't see themselves living in defined eras. Current technologies weren't inevitable. Successful innovations emerged from multiple competing approaches, with winners determined by circumstances rather than superiority, as demonstrated by the gasoline automobile's dominance. Innovation means venturing into the unknown. Despite our desire for safe formulas, there's no risk-free path. Like experimental chemistry, following established methods yields predictable results, but breakthroughs require exploring unknowns. Even rigorous scientific methods can't guarantee success, as Apollo 13 and Challenger proved. Our fixation on studying innovators' habits overlooks the true sources of success: sustained work, circumstance, and luck. People typically reject new ideas until proven by others, from Bell's telephone to Google's search engine to Einstein's theories. This resistance has evolutionary roots. Our ancestors survived by avoiding novelty and seeking safety. Innovation inherently conflicts with our desire for certainty. The more transformative an idea, the stronger the resistance it faces. As Machiavelli observed, innovators face opposition from those invested in the status quo, while potential beneficiaries remain skeptical until experiencing benefits firsthand. Creators routinely hear, "This will never work," or "No one will want this." Even experts make poor predictions, like Ken Olson's claim that no one would want a home computer. Rogers's diffusion of innovations shows that new ideas spread based on five factors: relative advantage, compatibility, complexity, trialability, and observability. Have you ever dismissed something new only to embrace it later? Remember, resistance is natural, but so is adaptation. The lone inventor narrative is largely myth. Most innovations build on predecessors. The light bulb emerged from ancient light sources, glass making, copper mining, and other developments. Edison wasn't first with electric light, nor Ford with automobiles. We associate innovations with singular figures through first exposure and self-promotion. Business-minded innovators marketed themselves, while media favored simple hero narratives. Simultaneous invention occurs frequently because innovations emerge from shared prerequisites. Newton and Leibniz both developed calculus independently, as did multiple inventors with television and telephones. The challenge lies in defining inventor, whether it's the initial ideator, first working prototype, or first commercial success. Great innovations arise from collaboration, not isolation. Even Renaissance masters like Michelangelo and Da Vinci built on others' work. VisiCal, the first spreadsheet program, emerged from combining existing elements: calculators, mice, flight displays, and accounting ledgers. Similarly, Einstein's E equals mc squared built on work by Faraday, Lavoisier, Newton, and Galileo. Innovation thrives through creative connections within communities. Humans are inherently creative, as evident in children at play. Our species thrived through problem-solving and innovation. Yet modern society often stifles creativity, favoring passive consumption and conformity over independent thought. Demanding instant creativity or dismissing ideas with phrases like "that never works" creates a hostile environment. Great innovations rarely impress initially. Ford's first cars were unreliable, and the original computer mouse was just a wooden block with a cord. Good ideas emerge through playful exploration. As Linus Pauling said, the best way to have a good idea is to have lots of ideas. Most innovators find breakthroughs while venturing beyond their expertise. Osborne's brainstorming method emphasizes three elements: facts, ideas, and solutions. Many fail by skipping the crucial ideation phase, jumping from facts to solutions. His principles remain vital: generate numerous ideas, welcome wild concepts, build on others' thoughts, and suspend judgment. Isaac Newton's attempts to turn lead into gold shows how even brilliant minds can waste effort on poorly chosen problems. Problem finding matters more than solving. Newton's error wasn't his method, but his choice of problem. While most see problems as obstacles, innovators view them as opportunities. Einstein spent 95% of his time defining problems before solving them. The greatest breakthroughs came from questions nobody asked, from Galileo to Engelbart's computer mouse. As Dewey noted, a well-defined problem is halfway solved. Creative problem framing provides advantages. Scott Cook saw Intuit's true competitor was the pencil, not software. Edison succeeded with the light bulb by addressing it as a system problem. The Palm Pilot won because Hawkins focused on specific needs: pocket size, PC syncing, speed, and sub-$299 pricing. Serendipity aids innovation through how people respond to unexpected events. When Dr. Spencer found a melted chocolate bar near radar equipment, his curiosity led to the microwave oven. The key isn't chance encounters, but the willingness to investigate unusual phenomena. The Wright brothers hoped aircraft would prevent war through reconnaissance, yet Orville witnessed their creation become a weapon of mass destruction, a stark reminder that we celebrate innovators without considering consequences. Innovation benefits some while harming others, with effects rippling across individual, industrial, and global levels. Even widely celebrated innovations like light bulbs and computers carry hidden environmental costs. DDT illustrates innovation's unpredictability. Initially praised for malaria control in 1948, it triggered devastating ecological chain reactions. Mosquito deaths led to surviving roaches poisoning lizards, killing cats, and ultimately causing rat infestations. Innovation accelerates both progress and problems. The clipper ship's faster Atlantic crossing enabled Ireland's potato fungus to remain viable, worsening the Great Famine. Similarly, computers and the internet advanced society while enabling viruses and misinformation. Progress shouldn't mean abandoning valuable traditions. The wisest approach avoids extremes, neither blindly embracing innovation nor stubbornly preserving the past. Innovation is a powerful force that demands careful consideration of its ultimate direction.